Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 1985, when I became a journalist, I was invited to join a group of female colleagues who met regularly to discuss how rotten it was being a woman at work. I turned up once, but never again. I was irritated by the complaining and couldn't help noticing the people who were doing the most of it were the least good at their jobs. If you're not great at what you do, I thought, you shouldn't blame it on your sex. In 30 years, I've progressed a bit in my views. Whether people are good at their jobs and whether they're suffering from gender bias are different questions. Where there is sexism, making a fuss, though boring both for the person doing the complaining and for the person listening, is important. If nothing is said, nothing changes. Financial Times readers, it seems, have not progressed so much. Marissa Mayer last week complained to the FT that the media had it in for her because she was a woman, and FT readers responded as I did all those years ago. One wrote, "You are incompetent. It's as simple as that, Mayer. Stop trying to hide behind gender victimisation nonsense, please." A couple of hundred posted similar comments. She had done a rubbish job as CEO of Yahoo. Sexism had nothing to do with it. Their vehemence makes me smell a rat. Ms. Mayer may have done a poor job. But are they right that there's been no sexism in the reporting? And how does one measure it? Ms. Mayer complained at how the media is obsessed with women's clothes, citing Hillary Clinton and her pantsuits. This is true, but the attire gender gap seems to be closing. Last week, the FT ran an entire article on Boris Johnson's backpack. Either way, I'm not sure it's such a big deal. I'm interested in what women and men wear, and so long as pantsuits are not an alternative to writing about policies, I see little harm in it. In any case, Ms. Mayer can't really protest at press intrusion into her wardrobe, given the photo of her in Vogue a couple of years ago, lying upside down on an uncomfortable bit of garden furniture, in skin-tight blue sheath and bondage sandals, holding an iPad, reflecting an image of herself. If I were CEO, I wouldn't have posed like that in a million years. But then that's because, upside down and thus clad, I would not have looked a pretty sight. Ms. Mayer, on the other hand, looked a very pretty sight and did the world a favour by proving you can be gorgeous, blonde, love clothes and run a big company in male-dominated IT. Equally, people have cried sexism at the endless articles about her as a mother. From the time she was appointed when pregnant, we've watched her through two pregnancies, tutted at the scant maternity leave, marvelled at the on-site nursery and nannies, and ogled endless photos of the cute baby girls in the office. By contrast, no one writes about the children of Yahoo founders David Filo and Jerry Yang. Their Wikipedia pages don't even reveal that they have any. This looks like gender bias, but again, it's understandable. We don't have many female CEOs with babies, and so I'm grateful to Ms. Mayer for showing me how she does it. The only bad things are the opinions expressed over whether she's a good mother or not. Such judgment is no longer for women only. Mark Zuckerberg has posted almost as many pictures of his offspring online as has Ms. Mayer. Only he is judged a wonderful father on the basis of having taken his baby for a jab, while she is a bad mother because she works too hard. There is an even more important bias, the sheer volume of stories. Last year, 4,200 articles were printed in English about her, more than four times as many than were about her opposite number at AOL, Tim Armstrong, which is particularly remarkable given how hard he tried to be newsworthy via a string of gaffes. We are simply more interested in women CEOs, and we will go on being more interested until there are more of them. This is not an advantage. The pressure is bad enough anyway, without everyone reporting on your every move. It would be enough to make one do them as mayor, spend $500,000 of company money on private security guards, and generate yet another adverse story.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.